Tuesday night. See, I was sure that, like last night I left this in the tape. I thought it was Tuesday night last night. I'm not myself. Some people will say I'm better this way. But it's Tuesday night, and it's Or Chof Aleph Kislev. And we're learning Shmaitzah Dalet. We just learned a brilliant piece of Shmaitzah, Shmaitzah Dalet, Perek Chof. Perek what? What? Perek Tazvah. And really, the Shmaitzah gave a brilliant explanation of Rabbeinu Yoina that the Torah brings down. And how do we say it? How do we get back into this? Okay. We're accepting as a premise that Migula Haitzi Lai Aminan and Migula Haksik Aminan. We're accepting that as a premise. And we're talking about a fella who has a Migu, because no one saw him take the object that he took, and he has a Migu, he could say, Lokochu Biyadi. That's his Migu. What is he saying? He's saying, I'm admitting this chafetz is not mine, but I'm claiming I have a right to eat its payros. The guy owes me money, I have a right to eat its payros. Now we paskin in Shulchan Aruch that you could say that. I mean, the Balamor. Balamor holds you have no right to say that. Nishkin Migu, once you admit it's not yours, we say, hey, fellow, you're a ganav, give it back. But we paskin, you could say that. And therefore the question that the Shmaitz is dealing with is that above Metzia, when Abaye says that the reason we make a guy swear when he's Oichs and Batalis is so that he shouldn't grab Batalis and because of the Milvi Yashana, but why don't we say, well, if it was a Milvi Yashana, why wouldn't he say so? He'd be Neman, so why wouldn't he say so? Balamor proves from there that he's not Neman. But we ask when he is Neman. That's the question that Shmaitz is dealing with. That's what he's coming to answer.
Question on that.
Yeah.
He grabbed it because he has a movie of Shana.
That's what we're thinking. That's why we're going to make him swear.
We're thinking.
He's not saying that.
No, we're thinking that the reason he grabbed it is because he has a movie.
And therefore, a shvua will make him desist.
Says that he grabs because he has a movie of Shana, and he thinks that it's okay to grab it.
Yeah, but he's not going to lie. He's not going to swear falsely.
But he thinks it's okay.
So that's about Balamora's question.
That's what I'm saying. But he does think it's okay. That's why he grabbed it, right? He grabbed it because it was a movie of Shana, and he's under the impression that that's okay to do that.
And he's right.
So if that's the case, then why doesn't he
claim?
Yeah, and the
right
answer is because we wouldn't give it to him.
Because we don't believe him.
No.
He's right that if we would believe him, he'd be allowed to do it. But we wouldn't believe him, that Milvi Yashana. We wouldn't believe him. Why should he be believed? Balamor old, he's not believed.
But he knows, and he knows that. He knows he wouldn't believe him.
But he's not a ganav. So he's not Migud Chosher, I'm a mind of Chosher Ashkuwas. The Morris Kasha is.
If we believe him? We have to say, we're included in the Balamor's answer has to be, he knows we wouldn't believe him.
Included in the Balamor's answer that he came to the Shmaitzer here and he knows all the secrets. According to the Balamor, he knows we wouldn't believe him. And then the Shmaitzer goes on to ask, but we don't pass like the Balamor. And therefore, this guy who's Chorei Talmud Chacham should know that we paskin in Shulchan Aruch that he would be believed. So then why doesn't he just say so? Why do we have to? We're assuming he knows the deal.
Then the Balamor goes and says, so you learn from here that he can't grab it.
He's not believed.
Balamor learns from here that he's not believed.
He's not believed.
He can't grab it.
That he's not believed. That the Migul doesn't help. But the guy is a... I could say over the Balamor in a way, without getting into elaborate engineering. Balamor holds, once I admit I'm a ganav, once I admit I grab something that's not mine, even though I'm claiming that I have a right to grab it, and I even have a meager, if you believe me, the whole thing breaks down. We view you as a ganav, and I'm interested in what you have to say. It's a shtickle like the Svara of Rav Yosef by the Shtar that was Xeroxed. The guy said, I wrote over the Shtar, and he has a Miku and that, right?
Yeah.
He said, we're not interested. If you're presenting a false Shtar to Bezdin, and that's how some Rishonim learn of Yosef Svara, by the way. If you're presenting a false Shtar to Bezdin, a Mezuyev Tikka Shtar, we're not interested in what you have to say. You try to pass off a counterfeit star, we're not interested in your excuses and your munasin, we just reject everything. We reject what you have to say. So that. Yeah, cool. So now, so the Schweitzer brings on a mini item. Tour of the Schmeitzer explains that there's a chilek between karka and metalka. This is really what the Schmeitzer wants. He wants to explain the chilek between karka and metalka. That we find that the Bnei Yoina says that by metalka land, the guy's a muchsuk in metalka. Then he believed, and he was mingu, and he believed. But by karka, it's called the mingu heitzer. Karka is called the Mikol Haitz. Even though I'm toughest in the karka, and I claim I have a right to be sitting in the karka and eating its peros, but I'm admitting it's not my karka. So by karka, which is the Cheskel Balei Omedes, the muchzak of the karka is the Morakama. You hear face it? The muchzak in the karka is the Morakama, and therefore it's a Mikol Haitz. I'm shaking by Tautalin, so it's a Mikol Haitz. Even though I'm also the same dynamic. I'm admitting it's not my peros. I'm not claiming I bought it from him. That's my miku. I could claim I bought it from him, but I'm not claiming I bought it from him. But the Tauplin, this is the chiddush of the Shmaitz, call it. It's in my pocket. I'm the muchsuk. That's the chiddush in karka and the Tauplin. Kamuvan. Okay.
That's the sma. Right?
What?
That's the sma.
Yeah, that's the way they learn in the. Now, the Shmaitz will then. Brings a raya. Yes, Sakash, I'm sorry. Because Lechora, this is exactly what's going on in the Gemara with Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef, where the Gemara accepts a kind of amigu. The Gemara accepts a kind of amigu. It says it'll work by, well, there it says it'll work by karka, not by metalpolin, because it's talking about to be motzi metalpolin, to get it away from someone else. So it won't work, it's amigu lehoitzi. But the karka is called the migul ahachsik. But then the Schweitzer wants to know, wait a second, why is it called the migul ahachsik? We just said the karka is called the migul ahachsik. Right?
What case was that?
Where the guy said he bought the field and here's my star, and it turned out it was a cleverly counterfeit star. He still claims it's an emissary star. Not an emissary star. He claims everything it says in the star is true, but he lost the star. He has a Xerox copy of the star. It's a fake star, and he tried to pass it off as a real star. It's mezuyah. It's a mezuyah. Everything in it is true. He claims he copied it meticulously. He lost the star, so he made a copy. He wrote the star. We do that sometimes. People lose their ksuba. If you have two witnesses that were by the wedding, you can just rewrite the ksuba. You don't have to write a ksuba to irkasa. You don't have to write a ksuba to irkasa with a new date. You could mamish literally rewrite the ksuba if there were two edim there that are made that they went to chasana. Tell it, nobody remembers the date of the wedding. So what the poskim allow is that you get an invitation and they say, yeah, we were by the wedding, and you see in the invitation what the date was. It's called the gilui milsa b'alma, and you could just rewrite the ksuba. You don't need a ksuba to irkasa. Somebody got lost, a special Muslim. Okay, so the Schmeitzer wants to know why in that karka case is it called Migul Ahachsik. So, and he answers because he's claiming the karka's his. That's a thing. There he's claiming the karka's his. He's claiming he bought it. He doesn't have a star. He had a star, he lost it. He tried to piss off the fake star. He has a Migul Diboy Shosik. He didn't have to say it was a fake star. He was the only one that admitted it was a fake star. So that's a Migul Ahachsik. That's a migu lahachsik. The money is trying to get money. It's a star halva, so it's a migu lahachsik. that's where we're off to. Now we gotta, you gotta hang around for the Schmeitzer's punchline now. The Yim Kang. You have it? The Yim Kang. Towards sort of the end of Perek Teslov. The Yim Kang. Back to the Balamoris Kasha. Remember, Schneimarch from the Talis. And we want the guy, if you don't know, like the Balamoris, so we want the guy's memo, so why can't he claim it? Even the Imtatsu Batarvayu, what's the case there? The case is the Schneimarch from the Talis. How are they always from the Talis? If you remember Yabab Metzia, they're not. Remember, that's what the Schmeitzer pointed out in the previous parak. They're not really Mutsukim in the Talis properly. It's not a case of Noitel Advokim Shiyodu Magas. It's Noitel Advokim Shiyodu Magas. They're holding, it's a legalistic type. It's not really, really Mavzokim, right? They're holding the Karkashta. They're holding the fringes of the Talis. They're splitting it Bishvua because they're holding the Karkashta, it's called. You can't keep it. So really, that's. And there's two people holding on to the Karkashta, so that's what his point was on the last parak. That's why he's using his Yisod of the last parak. So that means the guy's not really a Mutsu. It's right there, you go with the Morakama, and it's right to Migalah, you see. Now, Shnai Moichsim Batalis, if he would claim that he grabbed it and he's taking it with a little bit of Yishono, yeah, it would be meek, and he'd have a Migal, also grab it, but it would be a Migalah, see. Because he's mostly from the Morakama, because he's really not a Mukhsa. Even though it's Metaltalin, right? He's not really a Mukhsa. There's two people, that's what he said in the last parak, the Shmeitzer. Two people holding on to the Karkashta are not really Mukhsukim, in the real Mukhsuk sense of the word. And the real Mukhsuk is the Morakama. That's what he said in the last parak, the real Mukhsuk. If there is, it depends what the case is.
Talking about the mouth of Yeshua. Karkashtas
and they're not Mukhsok. So no one's on Mukhsok. They're not Mukhsok. They're not Mukhsok because it's not a Migul Ahasa. So that's why, that's the answer to Balamor's Kasha. The answer to Balamor's Kasha is the Yasodi said in the last parak. That when two people are holding on to the Karkashna, they're not both Mukhsakim, neither are Mukhsakim.
Then it shouldn't be Migul Ahasa either if nobody's Mukhsakim.
So he says Morakama. So maybe it's talking about that case. You know, the guy's a Morakama. He says he grabbed away from the guy who was his talus, I grabbed away because of an old death. He's admitting this Morakama. He's admitting it's the guy's talus. He's admitting it's the guy's talus. They're coming and they're saying it's a Metzia. It's a Mekulushi. But in the story of why we make them swear, it's because we're afraid he saw it as talus by someone else and he grabbed it because of an old debt. He wanted to settle. So we say, why doesn't he just say so? Because if he'd say so, he'd be admitting there's a Morakama. And then his Migul would not be valid, it would be a Migul Ohitsu. If you can't keep. Mike is happy because as you saw, you said in the last parak. If you can't keep the Imtatsi Botarbayu, Mukminolo Becheskos Morakama, that's what he said in the last parak. Keep the Eno Muksuk Bakulo, Moshiko Sadnu. That's the din. But your mamish holding on to, you don't need a shvua for. That's the first parak of Bometzir. You have to know that. Chiv tatsi bekarkashna, the fringes. And kainam yitam kach bekach magiali lo yinemu davli migalo haitzi. Because it's name of Zokim. In the Karkashta Dika way, which is really the only way, because if they're holding on to it Mamish, then it's not Shneha Mukhzokim, but each one is Mukhzok separately in his piece of the rock. Right? They're each considered separate from the other one, right? Remember the last parak. They're only considered Shneha Mukhzokim, quote unquote, because they're holding the Karkashta. If they're holding on the Gukhar Talas, then each one is a world in itself, and he gets it without a Shua. And he's not called Shnei Mukhsukim. It's called he has what he has, and he has what he has. Not called Shnei Mukhsukim, it's Lundin Karka. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Okay, let's finish the parrot. He's finished. He finished his brilliant exposition.
Why does he say two people are not, them can? He says two people can't be a Muslim if they're not holding all of it.
That's what he said in the last parrot. Two people holding on to
something. We just said if they're holding half of it, they could be a Muslim.
Yeah, because that's not technically Shnei Mosokim. Each one is alone. So I have my piece and you have your piece. It's Kash and Shnei Mosokim. Okay. Yeah, good. I don't want to go right, and then you complain we went too fast. Brilliant, not just good. What I'm fascinated is how the Shach learns the Rabbeinu Yoina. Because really, Rabbeinu Yoina's lashon is not that clear. So, these are beautiful sugyas, Rabbeinu Yoina. These are like Shas sugyas. Not everybody holds you don't say Mingle Hoitzi even. This is only according to Tosis Pshat in the Rabba Rabbi Yosef controversy. You know, the Gemara Paskin hooks up to Rabba Ba'ara, Rabbi Yosef Azusa. Right? Hello? Yeah. This is all based on that way of learning the Gemara there. Masha Kosov? Yeah, you're with me? You're with me or you're against me?
With.
Masha Kosov Ashach. The Shach's a new topic now. A new topic. The Shach said another Svara. That if two people are mamish holding on to a dinar, another reason you don't go basa marakama is because he said money, there's no marakama on money. He used the lashon muvel oitzon nitna. It's not really muvel oitzon nitna, there's no milv.
The shaft used the lashon
muvel oitzon nitna, okay, you're right. Muvel oitzon nitna. And money is money, there's no marakama by money. Money is fluid, liquid. Money is liquid. No marakama. Money's changing hands like that. Money. No more kama by money. It's too liquid. That's the Shach Svara. Mashagod of the Shach, the Medina Lashaya Cheskus more kama, which is the most late saw Nitno, Eino. Shmaitz is choylik with that Svara. The Loyamina most late saw Nitno, Elamin Loy Balva. But if it's a Picard on the Marshal, you better bet your.
You
have to give it back be'en, the same money that you got. Theoretically, you don't have it anymore. So but you don't have it anymore. You spent it. You got it. If you knew what you were doing, you got it. You have no right to spend that money. You have no right to. He's going to bring down the machlokes, but he has no right to spend it. No such thing as molfloits on it. There's milvaloits on it. There's no molfloits on it. And if it turns out that
something we said until now is causing him to say that there is a marakama by mols,
it was part of a long shach that talked about a case, and one of the things the shach said that there's no marakama by money because money is loits on it.
Why would
we
say
Eino?
Eino is a
Shmaisa? He's disagreeing with the Shach Svara. That there's no such Svara.
That's something he said before.
No, he's saying it now. He's saying it now. Mashakot HaBashach, the Medina Lashaya. Read. Mashakot HaBashach, the Medina Lashaya Cheskes Marakam. Which in the Mosul, so Nitna Eino. It's not true. I'm arguing with the Shach. The Lo Amrina Mosul, so Nitna Elo Nitna Lo Bahalva. You don't have to preserve the principle. I will call Mashaloi Nitnu Balva. If you have money from a Mekach Tos, for example, Hadrabeine. You're supposed to give back the money itself. You can't say, I'll give a different money. This is the money you're supposed to give back. When Mutzalad Duruzuzi Achwini, the Turklach Boy Yosem Mosbeine. If it's not around, it's not around. The Chemabur Betoysus Barakamadir, the Ramaschal Albala Chabar Lobby Raya, Bechulu. Right? Again, what's the case? Machlapora Bachamor, and the Balachamor was Moishech the Pora. Right? The Balach Amor, I always get mixed up. The Balach Amor is Moshech the Paro, and now the Balapora gets the Chamor. The problem is, he came to pick up the Chamor, and the Chamor was dead. So when did it die? So it says, Al Balach Amor lo viraya, that the Balach Amor has to bring right at Chamor Okayim, Mishas Moshecha Sapora. At the time of the Shmuel, the Mukil Pora Becheskus Morakamo, and Tosis explains that the reason is because we are Mukim the Pora Becheskus Morakamo. So Tosis asks, Sumiu Tema, why don't you go for Becheskus Momin of the Balach Hamor who has the Pora? He was Moishech the Pora, so now he's the Muksuk. And there's a Becheskus Aguf that the Hamor was high and died at the latest possible time. Shmuel Gufe Yisle Beresh Amoicha Peris Amoicha Sholach Adair Benim Sanakchon. Right, that's the case of the Hochem Momen Acharoy. Dena Mols Choizrin. You don't say it goes to the Morakamo. Loi Mukminu Lo Becheskus Morakamo, but you go Boso Hashto. He's holding on to it. So the Shmaitz is not interested in going into that Inyan. He's interested in saying that you see from Tosis Kasha that by money you go Bosa Morakama. Just like he's asking a Kasha from money to the Chamor. So not like the Shach. Ella the gam kushes toises shehikshu mimorcha sholach haver v'nim samakchon. The name of Uki Mos becheskus morakamo ain't a kushya. Now he's attacking toises kasha. Simash because of the muki yesu v'shperik hamoicha peiros the bemekach tos havalei mos halva. It automatically becomes a halva. You're allowed to use the money. It becomes a halva and a mekach tos. Right, Medina Kabal Choy. Became posuk Ramo b'Chayshem Mishpat. He became Vado l'Shayich Morakama. Everybody's moider is no Morakama. Keeping Neinu El Choy. So Tosis has no kasha. Because Haka has no Morakama. Because it's a halva. Automatically, but Tosis Shikshu the name of Ramos Morakama. Gabi Mocha Sholach Aveiro. What's Taka Pshat and Tosis? I know Lishitosim Eshperikam Eichaperis. The Mekach Tos Avolei Mos Pikadon. Not halva. Came by the Shaykh Morakama. Avalecha the Tofas Dina by the Shaykh by Morakama, not like the Shach. The whole Dian will be if Milvaloitzon, if it's a halva, if the money was transformed into halva now. Mekach Tos
is the only other case? Mekach Tos
or halva? Why a Mekach? We're talking about a Mekach Tos.
Right.
So it's either going to be Mos Halva, it's going to be Mos Pikado. There is a side of Mos Matana, but we don't take on that side. Okay. That's a shame. See you.